Welcome to Natalia Benson, the podcast. If you're ready to launch, scale, or evolve the soul-aligned business of your dreams, then this podcast was made for you. With 16 plus years of entrepreneurial experience on my side, I'm here to empower you with the tools necessary to create life on your terms. I'm a conscious business strategist, money mentor, and astrologer, and here we marry the pragmatic with the mystical. Thank you so much for doing this work with me. And let's dive in. Hello, my gorgeous. Welcome to another episode of Natalia Benson, the podcast. I have very good news for you. If you listened to my episode last week where Mama Benson was going to talk with us and then everything just fell apart, well, that was because the cord that I had for my Samson Q2 mic, which is a very, very good mic, was just completely done. So I got a new one. It sounds great. Thank goodness, because it was a mystery for me. I was like, did I break the mic? Like, is it the cord? So yay, we are back in business, but NB the Pod is definitely built to be a solo podcast and or do interviews on Zoom. I did buy a Rodecaster. I don't know if you babes have ever heard of that, but it's a I actually learned about it from Jai Dave when I was on his podcast many moons ago, and I bought one and I still have yet to use it. It's literally sitting in my cabinet. Like, I should probably figure out how to use it because it's supposedly really nice. And yeah, maybe when I move into my new office at our house, I'll start using it. That's a maybe, underline maybe. So my darlings, it is so good to be with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you are returning, welcome back. I love you. I'm grateful for you. If you are brand new, welcome. We're honored to have you and welcome to this space. And I'm very excited because I have a very, very special guest on today. We actually recorded this podcast quite a while ago and I was just waiting for the perfect time to release it. And I think that this is the perfect time. So we have actually who was once a client of mine, and she speaks about this in the episode, but I have Jocelyn Kelly Reed, and we just dive into some really, really powerful topics, deep, deep conversations around money. And you'll hear me talk about this, but Jocelyn is an Aries. She is a Scorpio ascendant. And I just love, like, I felt so activated in her presence and inspired and just like, oh my God, like I can do anything. Let's go. I know that is how you will feel listening to this episode. That is such a gift of Aries. And I'm speaking about Jocelyn. It is such a gift of Aries. It's just that when an Aries is excited and passionate and deeply in their Dharma, it's almost like we have the propensity to like help you remember that you can fucking do anything. And Jocelyn, her confidence, her power, her insights, they just give you this feeling like any place where I have felt stuck, like let's just like, what's the word? What's like the term I'm thinking of? You know, when you're like, I don't know, I'm thinking of like a dirt biking, you know, when you just like, go over the hill. Anyways, Tonka truck. That's what I was thinking. Like a Tonka truck where you just like, just go over the hills and just leave them in the dust. Like whatever those fears are or whatever you've been feeling stuck around, like we're just going to Tonka truck it. Anyways, I don't know where that just came from, but that was the vision that I was seeing. So we went with it. And that's a big part. If you heard last week's episode, that's a big thing for me these days is just trusting those visions, those insights, just owning my full weirdness, just really being with it. So Jocelyn Kelly Reed is here for one major mission: to lead women towards making an impact, to get rich, to work less, to play more, and to fall in love with life.
This money queen has had her fair share of successes. She has worked for the largest asset manager in the world for 7 years, grew a direct sales team of over 100 people for a social impact brand, and closed over $1 million in sales for a luxury furniture line in under a year at her last full-time position. Jocelyn understood money on a 3D level, but after going through a major emotional and spiritual crack open, which included leaving a toxic relationship and getting out of 6 figures of debt, Jocelyn mastered how to call money in on a spiritual and energetic level and now rocks a 7-figure business. It is through these emotional, spiritual, and feminine principles that Jocelyn masters her relationship with money. And I am very excited, my loves, for you guys to dive into this episode. I'm excited to re-listen to it because I can remember the day that we recorded this, and it was powerful. Like, I got off the phone with her, or Zoom rather, and I just was like, oh my God, like any place where I was feeling stuck or unsure, I was like, who fucking cares? Let's go, let's do this. And my intention, my prayer for you is that as you listen to Jocelyn today, you feel the exact same way when we finish up this episode. So I want to thank Jocelyn Kelly Reed for joining me. And I want to, as always, thank you beauties for tuning in to this podcast. And just a couple of things, I think, before I let you loose into this episode. Let's see. Well, when this comes out, I will have already finished, but I am actually leaving tomorrow. I am speaking at a mastermind in Napa Valley. I'm very excited. I will definitely be sharing about it on the gram. So if you were on the gram, you would have definitely seen it. But what's so beautiful is the day that I found out that I got this speaking gig, I was actually doing for about a month, every day or every other day, if I missed a day, I was doing Aaron Doherty's, he has a visualization meditation on his YouTube. And so I was practicing that every day, or like I said, every other day. And the morning, I remember the morning that I visualized me speaking, I was actually having a really rough morning and having like a really deep conversation with my inner child and her fears and like what she was going through. And then in the meditation, I literally saw myself holding a microphone and speaking and sharing. And he says at the end of the meditation, like, you will get a confirmation that like your realities are blending. And so, yes, I did. And then that morning I was actually on hold to see if I got this speaking opportunity. And then that morning I got the email. So isn't that beautiful? So I know that for manifesting generators, that's like a big thing for us, is like visualization. But I wonder if it's a really big thing or a great thing for any and all humans to do, and human design types and things of this nature. I also have Venus in Pisces in astrology and Neptune in my 12th. So just like dreaming and daydreaming and fantasizing, these are definitely things, being intentional about it, of course, but focusing my energy, my focus, my projections, like into what it is that I want to create. It's been very powerful for me throughout my life. So that was really special. I just wanted to share that with you. So enjoy this episode with the absolutely remarkable Aries, Scorpio rising, Jocelyn Kelly Reed. Please shoot me a DM after you finish this episode. Let me know how you enjoyed it, any takeaways. I love you guys. I appreciate you to the max, and I will see you next week. Thank you, my loves. Bye. Mwah. Jocelyn Kelly Reed, we've just been catching up for like the last 10, but I can't believe I'm seeing you. It's so, so good to see you. And I love how this is coming full circle and we get to do an episode together.
I'm so grateful. It is so wild to see your face, because literally the last time that I saw your face on Zoom was when I was a baby coach, and
and you're crushing it. I'm so excited to talk about everything.
Thank you. So it's just incredible to be here. Honestly, I had a real moment of reflection because you were my first mentor right after I quit my job. And I remember at that time, like I had just quit. And, you know, obviously that was scary. And I remember that I made like $9,000 and I was, which now to me is like, okay, cool. Like it's great. But you know what I mean? And I was so like, I remember messaging you and being so excited because it was so much more than I had made in my full-time job. And I made it in like a week right after I quit. And so now to be where I am now, and I still remember that moment. And that wasn't that long ago. You know, that was in, you know, what, the very beginning of 2020. It's just, this really made me pause and like reflect on the journey. It's so cool how much can happen in such a short amount of time.
And babe, you're such an Aries, because I feel like Aries are literally like, let's freaking go. And then you're just, you rock. And I can't wait to hear. I want to hear all the updates, and it's all going to come through in this episode. But actually, why don't we just start with your story? Like, how did you get to the space that you're in? You are running an incredibly successful venture. You've also transitioned out of a really big full-time career. A lot of women come to me who are like, I want to make that leap, but they're really scared to. So tell us your story, babe.
Absolutely. So I would say the journey that led me into what I do today is because I had a very intense rock bottom during my Saturn return. I'm sure being the astrologer that you are, you've spoken extensively.
We like to talk about the Saturn return here.
So mine was for the books. And I was living in LA at the time. I had left my career in finance. I mean, I hit the floor in every way that you can hit the floor. I financially destroyed myself. I had acquired nearly $100,000 in tax debt from taking out all of my investments without putting enough money aside, even though I knew to do better. It was just the state I was in. All my trauma surfaced. I developed a psychic addiction. I was super codependent. I was in a roller coaster relationship for 5 years. I was lost. Like I mean, you name it. I went through it. And I had a really intense psychic awakening. I was hearing voices. I was having wild premonition dreams, even about the guy that I was involved with, about everything that was going to happen, like relationships he was going to come in and out of. I even dreamt about his engagement to the person that I'm assuming they're married by now. I'm not sure. I mean, every single detail.
Babe, really quick, what's your rising again? My rising, I haven't looked at your chart in forever.
My rising is Scorpio.
Duh. I was like, there's some Scorpio going on here, and I could have swore you had a Scorpio ascendant, because all of this is like scorpionic to a T.
And also, I can't remember. It's like whatever my Pluto, I've got some like deep, dark Pluto things going on. I mean, I really.
You might have Pluto in the 12th.
I have Pluto in the 12th.
Yes, yes. And then also, what's your moon?
My moon is Sag.
Perfect. We both have that Sag moon. Okay, I'm going to be quiet, but keep going. I was like, Wait, where's the Scorpio? I know that you have major Scorpio in your chart.
Exactly. So that all happened. And that was about 5 years. And it wound up in a health crisis. So I had fibroids, but big ones. Like I had to have surgery. I had to stop working. And that really brought me to my knees, because I'm not someone who'd ever experienced a major health event. And essentially, I had a period that never went away. And I was bleeding for months. They were trying to get me to stop bleeding so that I could have surgery. And so I was basically bedridden, and I had nothing to do but go, what is happening with me? Because I feel like when your health gets put on the line, no matter what, I mean, for me, that was enough to wake me up, since nothing else had woken me up, and financially destroying myself hadn't woken me up, and nothing else was working. It had to be that. And I discovered Louise Hay. And thankfully, because I wasn't really spiritual at the time, even though I was having all of this crazy like psychic activation, I wasn't someone who'd been quote unquote working on myself, right? The way that I would now. And Louise Hay said that the spiritual reason for fibroids was romantic shame.
Wow.
And it all clicked. I was like, I created this. This makes perfect sense for how I've been living my life. And that kind of started my journey to waking up. And ultimately, after that crisis. I manifested the money to move to New York. I did work in the interior design industry for a couple of years in New York. And I remember before I took that job, I was like, this is my last full-time job. I had no idea what I wanted to do. But you know when you just know something?
100%.
Yeah. And I just knew. And then it was. And I started my journey. I was looking at my trauma. I was learning about manifestation. At that time, I was doing a lot of Lacey Phillips work. And it just kept, obviously, the more that healed within me, I started to wake up to who I really am and what I'm really here for. And I just knew I wasn't supposed to work for someone else. There's nothing about having a full-time job that ever vibed with me. I didn't want to be somewhere at a certain time. I don't like doing things just to do them. I didn't want to sit still all day. Just the basic things that are required for you to have a job, I felt like were prison.
Oh, babe. And I want to like pause on something really quickly. Like, how powerful are those moments where you like make a declaration?
And
you almost don't know where it's coming from, but you're just like, I'm making this declaration.
And I believe it comes from our higher self. I believe our higher self always knows. And it's just that we haven't always done the spiritual development to actually connect in to know what's true. And so then it seems like we kind of get hit out of the blue with these moments. And I don't know how you feel, but I feel that over my evolution journey, it's like I've learned to connect in and follow the alignment of my soul with a lot more ease than I used to have.
Babe, 100. I feel like at first it's like the frequency between those two spaces of yourself are so vast and kind of scary. But yeah. Then once you're willing to follow the heart, follow that, the voice of the higher self, whatever it may be, it's like I would assume when you're like ascending in an airplane, it's just like as you shift, the longer you're traveling, the shifts in frequency don't mess with you as much because you're like, I've done this before. I've traveled on an airplane. Like I'm used to this. So 100%.
Yeah. You get so much more used to just dancing in the unknown and falling in the pool without needing a reason. However, it runs very contrary to what we learn in the linear world. And so absolutely. I think this is why it takes people so long to break out of the programming of how you're supposed to live your life in order to live your life the exact way that you want to. But I was waking up and I had no choice. And I remember first I thought I wanted to do business consulting and I manifested a business consulting opportunity. And that opportunity, I remember it paying my New York rent in a couple hours. And that woke me up to the money that's actually available. And I was like, why am I working so hard? Like, what am I doing? This makes no sense. This was so easy. All I had to do was share my wisdom, share my brain. And I got paid my New York rent in a couple hours.
Babe.
And then I realized that I really wanted to help women. I just knew. And it wasn't, obviously with businesses, you're still working with people, but I wanted to help individual women. And my background was in sales and marketing, and business has definitely come naturally to me. I mean, obviously I always have mentorship, but I'm largely here to teach business, money, feminine energy, quantum leaping, you know, like all the yum yum, that bridge between the 3D and the 5D. And I was actually on Lacey Phillips' show talking about my manifestation journey prior to this business. And it was so interesting because I had so many people reach out to me who were so moved by my story. And it was one of those moments, you know, when you haven't realized the way, the level of power that you actually carry and the way that other people perceive you. And then it gets reflected back to you in the real world. And you're like, whoa. And you actually have to build that into your identity that you're actually seen that way.
Wow, that is beautifully put.
You know those moments though, right?
100. Was that like a big piece for you when you were just making this shift of just like, oh, wait, like, because I feel like you and I have similar histories and just having like such a big quantum leap. And really, I don't know if you attribute it to this, but for me, it was like, I didn't have the best self-worth before my big shift. So stepping into, you know, life now, it's really been a journey of just like being willing to hold my worth and see it from my heart and not see it just from the mind or the ego, but just be like, no, I hold this power and I am worthy of receiving, which we're going to talk about. But do you know what it does? That has that been a theme for you?
Yeah. I feel like for me, the way that it showed up, I mean, I've definitely had a journey in that area. I know what you mean. Of course, this is so much of our healing is coming back to the fullness of self and actually being able to feel it. I feel like for me, it was almost that I didn't understand the power of my own voice and the power of my own story until it was told. And then my DMs were flooded with people who were moved by it. And that really it initiated me into, okay, well, if people are moved by your story and you know you're able to help people, start.
Oh, yes.
And so that was the start of my business in the end of September of 2019. And then I was moving and grooving. And as the universe does, it was making it absolutely painful for me to stay in the full-time job. You know, when things that when the universe has the things crumble intentionally, that was happening. And I knew I had to quit my job. And it was scary because it's not like I had all this cash loaded, lots of savings, did it. I still had all this debt over my head. My credit cards were maxed out. I don't know. I maybe had $12,000 in the bank. And you know how that does not last long, right? And I...
Not in New York.
No, are you kidding?
Not in LA either, babes.
Yeah, not at all.
So all the chips were stacked.
All the chips were stacked and I just jumped. And it's so funny because COVID started in February and I quit my job in December. And I just went for it and I've been going for it. And I really saw when you talk about the reward of taking the leap. So that's when we were working together. And I remember when I said I had that $9,000 week and I was so excited because I also made the decision to invest in you. I was making other investments. It's not like that money was just sitting there because the first thing I did was go invest in my growth, which is another thing that people don't usually do. They would have felt the constriction of the debt, felt the constriction of the credit cards maxed out, felt the constriction amount of the money in the bank and tried to quote unquote make it work until they have more money. But thankfully, I realized that money and growth don't work like that. And if I was going to do this, I really needed help. If I wanted to do it big, which I wanted to do it big. And also I can't even imagine beyond the obviously have a mentor, have a coach, just emotionally doing this by yourself is of absolute zero interest to me and always was of zero interest to me. And so I remember making that money, which exceeded what I was making in my full-time job in a week, like the first month that I quit. And I really grew so fast. And I know this isn't everybody's story, but I also think that I'm someone who's really good at taking risks and then not only taking the risk, but backing myself afterwards, which is what a lot of people don't do.
Yes.
And then they're like, why didn't it work? I'm like, but you have to show up in full power after you make the move. You don't just make the move. You have to back yourself after you make the move.
Babe, that is so powerful. And here's the thing too. I feel like with you, I want to talk about like the energetics of money and like your relationship to money now. But I feel like you just mentioned something so powerful, which is risk and entrepreneurship, and the reward can be so incredible. But Mick and I were just talking about this the other day, like the reason why the reward can be so incredible is also because the risk is very high. Like anyone that goes into business, you are fully betting on yourself. So before we talk about the energetics of money, what has helped you like internally and even externally just bet on yourself and fully trust yourself that like you're going to show up, you're going to make it work, come hell or high water?
In a way, Natalia, honestly, I feel like I was born for this. So for me, it feels like I can't not. It feels like the mission is so big on my heart. It feels like the message that wants to come through is so loud. It feels like I know what I've walked, and to not support other people in getting there is such a disservice when I know this is literally a good majority of why I incarnated, like in the professional space, obviously in the my personal world, there's many other reasons as well. And to even have a story of going from six figures in debt to six figures in months in 2 years, that's insane. Right. And so for me not to share that wisdom is just actually not an option. And I learned very early not to make my business about my insecurities or the things that I'm working through, and to treat the business like a business because it is one. Like, I understand that it's channeled through us. I understand that it's heart-led work. I understand that it's kind of like a new paradigm, right? Of living and being and existing on the planet, but it is still a business. And so I always called myself forward to treat it like one. I knew it's like, it's sort of like this idea of, if you were in a full-time job and someone handed you this business, what would you do? You wouldn't be like, I don't know, I'm feeling kind of insecure today. I'm just not going to work. Right?
That's a good frame. That's a good reframe.
It's true. I'm not saying that we need to hustle and grind. Like, the work culture looks very different. There's a lot happening from my sofa, you know? And also just when I want to, and I built the business and I built it to work for my energy, and I'm all about that. But I did treat it like a business, and obviously things that my capacity has grown. So things that feel very easy and natural to me now, I had to, there was a time where they felt like an edge. There was a time where an Instagram live felt like an edge, where now I can talk all day long. Right. But it's like, to get to a place for these things to feel normal that are frankly just required for running a business on the internet, you have to actually be willing to walk. And I've always been willing to walk.
Babe, spoken like a true Aries with a Scorpio ascendant. Let's talk about the energetics of money. What is your take of money as like an just as an energetic thing?
100%.
I'm really excited to hear your vibe on this.
So honestly, to me at this stage, I mean, I've had so many, as you can imagine from my journey, so many journeys with money and playing with it at different levels. But at the root level, it's a resource, right? It's a loaded resource because we receive a lot of programming around it. But at the end of the day, it's just a resource, like air, like water, like food. And we have to remember that you don't go like, oh, is there going to be like another, is more air coming into my lungs? Is there going to be food in the refrigerator? Is water going to come out of the faucet? For most of the people listening to this show, you get my point. So why do we need to treat money any other way? Because we're just using it to trade. We trade it for things that we want. It's just an exchange. And so it's actually that simple in itself, but it's everything that we bring to it that makes it so complicated. And I also see a very strong tie, and this is why it's so important to build our confidence and build our self-worth, as you said, and just build our power. Because I always say in my world that money's drawn to power like a moth to a flame. And the thing is money doesn't discriminate. So we see people who behave horribly, but who carry very high levels of power, look at the world stage, and money flies to them, right? And that's one way that it's expressed. And I also feel like the reason this has been quote unquote problematic is because we naturally, when we hear the word power, we think something negative. We really do. We do. And so we shy away from it, right? But power doesn't have to look like what you've seen in the media and what you see in Hollywood. That's just a single expression, just like there's a high and low frequency version of anything, right? Yes. So it also responds to power that comes from a different place, right? That power that comes from the way that you value yourself, power that comes from your ability to see your own worth, right? Power that comes from how you move through the world and you having boundaries and you having standards and you saying, not saying yes when you mean no, and like all of these different things, that's power too. And, you know, I always give the example when people are trying to understand this, I'm like, have you ever in your life met someone who is successful and self-made who has poor boundaries?
I don't think so.
No.
It's a right? No. Yes.
No, they don't go together, right? But us having these boundaries, as an example, is an expression of power because you value yourself enough to actually care what you let into your field.
Ooh, babe, and that's what I was speaking to for a second when I struggled so much. My boundaries were not existent. I didn't even know what boundaries were. And that really was that reflection of the worth of just like, I didn't feel worthy to hold boundaries or to be the sayer of what gets to come in or what gets to go out. And share with us too, like in terms of the, let's say like Jocelyn, her relationship to money as an energy when she was really struggling to when she was making it out of the struggle into like the power and the peace and the fullest expression. If you could put a word to like each one of those phases to like encapsulate the energy, this is how my cuckoo brain works.
Okay,
I'm so like, give me three
interesting.
Words.
So I feel like my initial relationship to money was just learning how to, we're going to talk about from the start of my business. So I understand that I made money in finance and then I destroyed myself, but in a way it's easy to clock in and make money. Do you know what I mean? It's very different. So in the beginning of my business, it was literally just around receiving money. That was the only frequency that I knew how to play with. That is all that I was practicing. And it was almost just sort of like the energy of like a little kid in a candy shop where it's just like fun and it's exciting. And oh my God, there's $1,000 here and $1,000 there and yay life, you know? And I feel like as I've grown and now built a near multi-million dollar business that my relationship to money has matured a lot. So first it was just the receiving and that was exciting. And obviously, as you know, especially earlier in your business, you're reinvesting in your mentorship, et cetera. Like the goal at that stage isn't necessarily stack as much cash. Like you put in money to make money and we're always doing that, but eventually you start making more money. So it's easier to do, right? So my goal wasn't so much of like building up my bank account, et cetera, et cetera. But I feel like first I had to learn how to just receive more money. And I really feel like that's the frequency I was playing with up until probably like 30 to 50K months was just like practicing receiving, and actually just connecting to money. You know, because I'd been so disconnected for so long, major sign that it would just flow into my bank account and flow right out. And it was totally normal for me to be in the negative, zero relationship to money. I had to start building the relationship. It's really a relationship. And I always talk about money as masculine energy because of how it feels when you have it. It's like, it feels stable. It feels supportive, very similar to if you're a feminine core woman or you prefer a more masculine partner, no matter, you know, how you relate. It's like that feeling that we get when we're in the presence of very strong, safe, masculine energy, it feels like, ooh. And I always say for women, like we're always looking for that feminine exhale. We're always looking for that feeling. And I would say too, a lot of how we relate to men is going to showcase and how we relate to money. They go together like hand in hand. I would even see like if I would stop dating someone who wasn't good for me, how immediately my money would jump. Or when I was dating from a place of pleasure and joy and is amazing, I'd be making more money. But anyhow, so I feel like there's a lot of similarities there. But okay, so then I went on a little tangent, but it was learning how to receive. And then, because I teach that money kind of moves in four phases. It's like receiving, holding, growing, and flowing. And so we want to be able to work with them all simultaneously. And that's when we have this really abundant relationship with money. Because what tends to happen is first we would learn how to receive. And then, especially like in the situation I was in, where it's like I hadn't had money in so long, we start holding on and like constricting. But I also needed to invest in myself and I knew that. So I was kind of like forced to flow money anyway. And of course, I wasn't going to not, but I hadn't yet learned a frequency of like now I know how to move money and I call it in right back, or there's so much money I don't even notice it going out in the first place. But like first it was just like, okay, receiving. And then, so I would see that like the amount of money, then it started to be like, no matter how much money was coming in, my bank account was always staying in the same place, but I'm also not available for constriction. Right. So I was like, okay, there's something energetically happening here, because I already know, you know, the money quote unquote mindset most people learned, which is like, save your way into wealth. I'm like, there's no such thing as saving your way into wealth. There are no rich people. People, they invest into wealth, right? They learn how to create overflow. They don't save their way into wealth. This isn't real. This isn't a thing. You can't become wealthy through constriction. You have to learn how to create overflow.
Holy shit. Let's pause right there. Invest into wealth, because you're right. My family, very, very strong with that of just like, you need to save, you need to save, you need to save, you need to save. And while saving is important, but you save to invest, you save to place your money, whether it's in yourself, or if you want to do like traditional investing, do you invest? Like, how do you like to invest your money? Like, do you like to do traditional investing? Do you invest in self? Like, do you have a nice mix? Like, what's your relationship to that?
So first and foremost has always been mentorship, 100%. Especially with the level of growth, the speed I wanted, the speed I desire, like, and also my healing and just, you know, all those things. That has always been first. So first, that's what I could prioritize, right? Then of course we had the debt. So there was that too. I don't think debt's a problem. I never made debt a problem. I was like, cool, that's there. I'm going to eclipse it out through overflow. I'm not going to stress out about this. It'll be gone when it's gone. And then I would say now, right, I'm in a place where, so since I learned how to hold money without constriction, and then I learned how to grow money, right? Because for example, this recent manifestation is the home that I live in now. And it's just so crazy because I moved from the place I was living in the time that you knew me to here, which is an enormous, enormous quantum leap. Without a middle step, but I was like, I'm going all the way, or else why am I moving? Like, I'm gonna get exactly what I want. And it's like, I learned how to. So, right now, home is very important to me, but it's like my business can fund the level of home that I desire to have. And I would say, but even before I was there, I was always making like small upgrades to my environment. I think for me, environment is very expansive. And yes. So maybe I couldn't yet afford what I can pay for now. But I would still, like, as soon as I was like, ooh, okay, I can go on a nice vacation. Ooh, okay, I can fly first class. Ooh, you know what I mean? I started upgrading slowly. And then now I have this, right? And next it'll be something else. Or I did start investing in, like, I did like a, what is it called? Not when it's in the stock market, but it was like a private investment that I made at the end of last year into like another kind of fund. Because for my business, like, I really need the tax deductions too. And it was like 100% tax deductions, another 75% of the investment the year after. And I get my money back and I make money, you know, right? So for me, a lot of the other investing also comes through the fact that, like, I need to optimize my tax situation. And also I want to be making money while optimizing my tax situation.
Yes.
So yes, now I can prioritize all of them, but I couldn't always. But first, it's me first always. I'm always like, I'm going to like, look at the growth I've created. Do you know how long it would take to make $2 million on a house? If you ever do.
Exactly.
Most of the time you lose money when you sell a house. And I'm not saying don't buy a house, buy a house because you want to buy a house. But do you get my point? Like, we are our 100%. Own greatest investment.
Well, and I think what happens, and this has always been something interesting that I've like explored with my family and their relationship to money, their relationship to wealth building, is like, actually, I am the wealth building asset. Like, number one, even right now, I'm studying. Reason I even just asked you about investing is I'm actually taking an investing course, because especially teaching money, I'm like, I just want to know the basics.
Yeah.
So I can teach and talk about the basics. But the whole reason I can even invest is because of all the investment in me to actually generate the money to then invest and compound. Because I think whatever money, exactly what you're saying, babe, is like, whatever money we put into ourselves, it's like infinite returns. And you are such an embodiment of that, because to have moved so quickly, it has literally been because you're like, I trust myself. I'm pouring into myself. And your certainty, one of my best friends that I spend a lot of time with, Victoria, she's a Scorpio. And like, I just get so activated by her certainty. And that's like that fixed quality of Scorpio. It's just like, Yeah, it's the certainty is so, I think, so sexy to money, because money, if you're tapping into it in a certain way, it is all about certainty. Like you said, that like healthy, safe, masculine feeling. So I think when we hold that certainty, which is really exactly what you're talking about through your journey, when we hold that, it's like a no-brainer for that to be a safe place for money to live, because that's how money operates. It operates in certainty. It's a bit black and white too, and how it moves.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it's sort of, you know, similar to, I always think about this with, obviously my clients are business owners, the good majority of them, not all of them. And, you know, there's always the thing that people desiring more clients. And I always think, I'm like, okay, but have you considered, and I feel like money moves in the same way. And obviously when you have a business, you receive money through clients. And you're talking about that certainty. And I'm always like, okay, but are you a safe, energetic place for clients to land? I don't mean, are you going to traumatize them? Nothing like, I'm not, this isn't like a conversation about integrity. It's like, are you that solid masculine energy where other people are like, yes, I can park here, hang out here. This feels like yum, yum. You know, yum, yum is like one of my favorite
things. I'm the yum, yum right now, boo. Wait, and let's actually, I want to talk about this too. You like mentioned this for a moment, but I want to dive in a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Tapping into like our receptive energy, being in the mode of receiving, because I know with myself being someone that I feel like I'm very active energy. I am definitely more on like a masculine polarity and just how I move through my life. Learning the receptive, the feminine it's been a process for me. It still is. And I was thinking the other day about the power of receptivity. What has been something for you that's like helped you tap more deeply into receiving?
Loving being a woman.
I love that.
We say we want to be women and then we start moving through the world like men. So do you really love it? You know? And obviously there has to be that harmonization within all of us, man. It doesn't matter, you know, who we are, right? There's a harmonization of the masculine and feminine energy. But if we're women, like you are actually biologically built to receive. We weren't hunters. Why do you want to do? I don't want to do that. It makes me tired. I have actually no interest.
What's your human design too?
I'm a 3-5 generator.
3-5 generator. Okay. I don't, you know, totally know what that means, but I don't know what that means completely, but I'm learning.
You're like, so I'm just asking.
Yeah. But I'm just asking.
My Venus is in Taurus. This may have something to do with the way I like to live.
Yes.
And it's like, I'm someone who's willing to do what it takes, but I'm always going to do what I want, if that makes sense.
100%.
And I feel like we say we love being women, but then we don't honor it.
Yeah.
And so to me, what it looks like inside of business and life period is actually listening to your intuition, right? So before you call on logic, before you go to the linear, before you start moving, have you actually tuned into yourself? Have you actually made that connection to your higher self? Have you actually connected to your body? And I'm not saying like, sometimes we're scared and we got to move anyway. So sometimes your body is going to give like, you know, like before you go invest a lot of money or something like that, that's very normal. But you know, that feeling of desire, right? And it's like, do you actually follow that feeling of desire? Do you trust your intuition even when it's quiet? To me, the way I relate to my masculine energy is literally to like carry out what my feminine has decided she wants. But she comes first.
Babe, this is so powerful.
You know, and it's like, it's so interesting because if you think about it, the reason too that women have so much programming around what it looks like to be successful and how you have to do it is because the business and money worlds were built by men.
Absolutely.
And we forget that. And that's not a problem. We're not making men wrong. That's just actually the reality of what happens.
Yep.
So even simple things, like I think their testosterone, I think it peaks at like 9 in the morning. And it's like, well, yeah, so it makes sense that all these 9 a.m. meetings work great. And ours peaks in the afternoon at like 2 p.m. or something.
Interesting.
One of my friends who studies like female hormones and the cycle and all these things told me that. And I was like, is this why I always felt so much more energized in the afternoon and morning meetings. I would want to die when I had a full-time job. And even now, I don't do anything except my self-care in the morning.
You know, it's funny. I just made a big transition with my team and I've moved everything out of my mornings because I was like, I need my mornings to be open, creative, like spacious. And then isn't it true too, that for us, our actual hormone cycle, we have our biggest testosterone peak at our ovulation. I track my cycle like to a T because I've actually started to run my business. I had a guest on last summer who spoke into this. She's called the Womb Alchemist on IG, but she just peaked this in my brain where I was like, why am I trying to have photo shoots when I'm going into my luteal? Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, and it's just like working against our energy, but that's interesting too, that we have it on the daily as well.
Yes. I am not the expert on the hormonal piece, but
like, I was just mentioning, don't quote me.
Don't quote me, but she is. And this is what she told me.
It's fascinating.
I just feel, and it's just exactly what you said. It's like, I don't have my first calls, nothing before 1 p.m. I have no clients on Wednesday's my quote unquote CEO day. So there's no clients, no Voxer. Friday, I don't take calls. Like, I keep it spacious and I have a very successful business.
Babe, because you're tapping in to that receptive instead of like the shoulds. And I think what happens with a lot of women in business is they start tapping into the shoulds and the strategy instead of like listening and actually listening to what activates, as you said, like activates the desire or just like tuning into the desire piece.
1000%. I had one of my clients on my podcast and she reflected it back in such a powerful way, sort of what she had learned in my world, which is our strategy is meant to support our available energy. It's not meant to take over your life and run the show. And as you know, there's about a million business strategies that quote unquote work. But if you're not tuned in, tapped into yourself, you're not going to actually be able to sort what works for you and what's actually sustainable. Like, I feel like the biggest message I'm always teaching is like, yes, I love to talk about quantum leaping, et cetera, but there is no quantum leap without sustainability. You will be on a roller coaster without sustainability and it will feel awful.
And when you say sustainability, do you mean like by your energy or like how do you guide your clients around that?
I mean, yes, in our energy. And I feel that managing our own energy is one of the most important pieces of life. So that like, we're not doing burnout cycles. We're not doing roller coaster vibes. And then also, I mean, sustainable, that you've built a sustainable business that, for example, doesn't always require you to trade time for money, that your business is actually scalable, that you're actually going to a place in business that is going to match the lifestyle that you want. And you're not just doing what you think you need to do, but you're building somewhere. Like I know what I desire my business to look like even a year from now, right? And a lot of people are just like, what do I need to do to make money? I'm like, that's not, first of all, of course, that's not an abundant mindset to have, or like that energy of desperation, sort of like if you bring that to dating, how that doesn't work. It's very similar. But second to that, it's like, where are you going? If there's no sustainability, if there's no vision, you're always going to feel like you're on a hamster wheel. And talk about your feminine feeling unsupported. There's no masculine foundation under her. So she's just going to feel like she's spilled out all over the floor. And this is how a lot of women end up extremely stressed out in business and overworking because there's not actually a strong foundation inside their business that's supporting them so they can lean back.
I feel like what you're speaking into, babe, that I'd love to ask you about as well is like it, what it sounds to me is that you are so crystal clear and in alignment with what it is that you offer in your business, like what you sell and building that structure. I'm sure we've already gone over some of like the keys of this, but just to like wrap there, this will be one of my last questions, but what for you, like, what are you passionate about selling and offering? And how did you arrive there instead of like what you maybe heard is a good strategy or you should do to make money, quote unquote? How have you arrived at offers and selling and receiving from a place of like, this is aligned to like who I authentically am?
So I feel that all of my offers channel through me. Honestly, everything I say on the internet, everything I write, everything I talk about, every offer you see in my business is channeled wisdom. Of course, if you are in a business container in my world, I will teach business strategy and things, of course, but we're doing energetics, we're doing wealth consciousness work, we're doing healing, we're doing all the things. Everything is multidimensional, but I do bring an element. We do actually have to have that structure to build a business. But for me, it's about getting to what is aligned for you. I don't expect, for example, my clients to all run businesses that look like mine. That's ridiculous. Like, this is not what we're doing, right? We're not doing carbon copies. We're doing alignment. And so, yes, all the offers channel from soul, truly. And I think something I've learned to do really well is I always say that like the offers in the business, it feels like it's like our job to turn energy into form. So everything comes through as an energy, a feeling, a frequency. And then we're like, cool, how does it want to express? And that's what it turns into. The 8-week mastermind, the program, the digital course, maybe it's private coaching, you know, whatever it is. And for me, because they channel through me, there's nothing to question in terms of offer creation. What was the second part of the question?
I don't know. You just answered it perfectly. But you guys, I think the takeaway is just like, I feel like what Jocelyn's embodying for us, and this is so, it's inspiring and it's important, because what I see so often is the lack of trust in the self, and then how that can translate. And I've known this in my own journey. Then it translates to a lack of trust in your inspiration, in your relationship to a higher power, source, God, universe, your guides, whatever it may be. Like, it's about, I feel like what I'm receiving from you, babe, that is so beautiful, is like that trust beyond your logic. And that's exactly how you were able to make this massive shift, is because you're like, I'm going to trust beyond what I see right now and bet on myself. Fully.
100%. And I always say, and I know a lot about business strategy, and just for anyone who has a business, the way that I take it in though is, one, well, first of all, get mentored by people who are actually walking out a life that you want, right? Don't go towards the most complicated strategy of all time just because you see that it's making money. You want this to be as simple as possible. And then also take it in. I take everything in. I say it works like osmosis. I'm like, I take it all in. And then as I'm in motion, whatever needs to come through will come through, but I trust myself. And I think that this is the piece. I hear a lot of people come in, they're like, oh, well, I want to trust money. I want to trust the universe. And I'm like, what's happening here? You're still outsourcing your power to money in the universe. You need to trust yourself, because all the universe does is amplify the energy you're already carrying. All money is an expression of the energy that you're already carrying. So start with you. Stop outsourcing the money in the universe. It's so crazy.
I am so grateful that we got to have this time with you. What would be just some, I want to get your links and where my babes can find you, but what would be just like a little channeled message you have for us, just sending us out on this?
Oh my goodness.
Beautiful conversation. Anything you want to leave with my women?
Oh my gosh. The sky's the limit. And it actually gets to be your point of view. Like this, the abundance on the planet, the amount of love on the planet, what is available on the planet is so infinite. It is so infinite. And it's like, if you can step out like of creating from what you see right in front of your face and start creating from, you know, what they like to call the quantum field, or like just that infinite reality that we exist in, and actually believe in it and actually start walking like you believe in it for real, which sometimes might feel confronting, but like it's worth it. You can actually have anything. And I know it sounds so simple, and I think people hear it, but it's like, don't just know you can have anything, but decide that like you specifically can have anything, not just people on the planet, but like you. And I feel like this is the identity thing where we don't claim it. We see it's available, but we don't see that like, oh, I can do it. Know that it gets to be you, and really take that identity piece of the work seriously. This is a major step that people skip in manifestation, is not just knowing the thing exists, not just being expanded, not just clearing your stuff, but seeing yourself as the person who would have it.
Jocelyn, where can everybody find you? Thank you so much for your energy. It's so good to see you. I'm so freaking amazed, inspired by you. And this is just, like I said, the perfect coming together after so many years. But where can my babes find you?
So grateful. So I'm very active on Instagram, jocelyn.kelly.reed. I have a podcast as well. It's called Queen Flow the Podcast. And you can check out my website, jocelynkellyreed.com, or DM me if you have any questions, and I'm happy to help.
Thank you, Jocelyn. This is so amazing, and just is so good to see you, babe.
Thank you, Natalia.
Bye, guys.
If this episode has served you, I ask you to share it, to send it to someone where it could make a big difference and help them heal or create a new perspective in their life. Please tag me with your shares, something you learned from this episode or that you loved from this episode, at Natalia_Benson on Instagram. Also, please DM me with questions or feedback or whatever. I love to stay in touch with you. Thank you so much for your support. Consider subscribing to this podcast, leaving me a 5-star review so we can continue to grow together. Thank you so much. I will see you very soon. Mwah. Thank you.